to the Hoopsology Podcast, brought to you by the Bayou Senior. I'm one of your hosts, Jesus Acevedo Jr., and I'm joined by the one and only sports astrologer, the Zodiac GM.
Hey, what's going on? What's up? What's up?
What's up? What's up? It's been a long month for us, and I have had an episode. A lot of stuff happening in the basketball world, Zodiac. A lot of stuff from the professional to the amateur.
Oh, for sure, man. From the tournament and now the playoffs coming in. So I'm very curious to see what happens from there.
Yes, it is. We are in playoff mode. With March Madness being the college playoffs, now it's time for the pros to show us what they got in a playoff format. And, you know, today we're going to get right into it, Zodiac, you know, because we got the playing tournament happening in a couple of days. And the playing tournament, I don't know how you felt when it first announced, but when they first announced it, I immediately loved it because I knew it was going to give a little bit of it's almost like, I call it like a pre-drama to the playoffs, you know. But so I've loved every single play-in tournament that we had since, I think 2020 was the first year. You know, what did you think about the playing tournament when you first heard about it?
Oh, I love it. I think it's a great opportunity for some of these teams that are, you know, even wanting to make the playoffs or even borderline, they're in and they have a shot, you know, and that's actually quite scary, you know, because anything can happen once you go into playoffs, you know, maybe your team is healthier or whatever the reason is, and they just kick it to another gear. So, I mean, it's a great opportunity for the NBA, and I think it's good for everyone.
And I think I like what you said, that anything can happen, because this is kind of like a mini March Madness before the NBA playoffs, and that's not in the NCAA, right? This is an NBA April Madness, we'll call it, because it's a one-game elimination, you know? It's one game, you win and in, especially for the 7th and 18th, right? If you lose that game, whoever wins that, see, you still have to lose again. So I think the 7th and 18th, you know, is the best spot to be in as far as the playing tournament. And that's where we're going to start. So we're going to start in the Eastern Conference. We're going to start with the Miami Heat, an 8 seed, against the Philadelphia 76ers, the 7 seed. Now, here's the thing with these two teams. They split the season series 2 games apiece, right? And when they both faced each other, each team had major injuries, right? These are two teams that have been dealing with injuries throughout the season. Philadelphia just got Joel Embiid back, about a month ago here or so? And they've won some games. They've won, they won 5 in a row to end the season. 5 in a row to end the season. So there's that aspect to it, that maybe the 76ers are rolling. No, but then you look at the Miami Heat, and I've learned to not bet against the Miami Heat in the playoffs. So, like, they're going to compete.
Yeah,
they're gonna fight,
you're right about,
you know,
that.
So that once they get to the players, they're like, all right, it's our turn to play now, you know. So
yeah,
break us down these two teams. You know, first tell us, is it a 4-1, 3-2, 2-4-1s? What are we talking about when we're talking about the how each starting lineup syncs up?
Well, we can start off with the Philadelphia 76ers. So with Embiid back, it's a big plus to their overall synergy, right? And plus, he's very talented. You're looking at a 3-2 starting lineup. Their overall synergy is sort of neutral, to be quite honest with you, is that, you know, ever since last year they had a way better synergy this year, but they still have enough talent to push it through. Their key pieces are Maxi, he's a Scorpio, and then you have Joel Embiid, who is a Pisces, two water signs. You know, as that duo alone can lead a team to success, right? But the three other stars in their team, yeah, Batum is a Sagittarius. You have Lowry, he's an Aries. And then you also have Oubre Jr., who's also a Sagittarius. So you have three fire signs along with the two water signs, right? So the starters alone, it's a neutral synergy. You know, it's not the best, but it's not the worst either. So anything could go with this type of game, because a team like Miami on the other side, I mean, they have a better overall synergy, but I feel like just like the Philadelphia 76ers, they've also had a lot of injuries as well. Right. So, you know, depending on, because they've switched up their lineups quite often, right? But, you know, I'm still looking at them having a 3-2, depending on who they utilize. But the main pieces in there, they have Butler, you know, who's a Virgo, and then they have Adebayo, Cancer, and then, you know, the rest kind of Rozier. I know they've been playing Rozier a lot, so he's a Pisces. So those three alone gets along very well. And then I noticed that you've been using Jovic a lot too. So the neat thing about this is Jovic is actually a cusp, right? He could be he's sort of like that Gemini. I looked him up. So he's sort of like that cusp. you know, which is interesting. So let me look him up real quick. But yeah, he sort of falls under that. And then I think they either use Caleb Martin. He's a Libra. So it's either you can call it a 4-1 lineup. So overall, I feel like even as a whole team, they do have a better synergy. But as you know, anything can happen in just one game, you know. We'll see.
Yeah, it is one game, and you know, like we said, you know, both teams, they kind of have to show for the line, and more so the Heat, you know, because the Philadelphia 76ers, their main injury was like their guy, Joel Embiid, like the guy for Philadelphia. While with Miami Heat, it was sometimes Butler, sometimes Bam was out. But you know, I feel like the Miami Heat, I feel like they, I don't want to say they don't care about the regular season per se, but they're like, let's just get into the playoffs, right? Like they have that mentality with this team, right? With this specific team, you know, with this roster that they have, you know. And I think it's also because if we look at them, they're not as young, you know. They're being led by Jimmy Butler, who's, you know, he can still give it to you, but he can't give it to you a full season's worth. But he could probably give it to you for the playoff run, you know. So that's where I go back to. I think, should I? Who do I pick? Who do I think is going to win? The Philadelphia 76ers or the Miami Heat? Because it's prediction time. So we need to predict who's going to win this game. And look, ESPN has it as the matchup predictor at 56% to the Philadelphia 76ers, which that means 43 to Miami. So they're favoring Philadelphia. And I'm kind of thinking that that's where I'm going to lead. I'm going to lean on Philadelphia 76ers. I think Joel Embiid and this road that they've been on, 5 games in a row, to finish the season strong. And so I think I'm going to go with Philadelphia. Philadelphia advances to the next round. But I'll say this. The Heat, whoever they face in the next game, because they're going to lose and they go to the next game, I think they beat that team. So that's my prediction. Yeah. Zodiac, what do you have?
Yeah, I feel the same as far as for that scenario. And I stand corrected with Nikola Jovic. He's actually Gemini. So the other person I was looking at was actually Jaime Jaquez, just a correction. But okay. But yeah, Tyler Hero is also a Capricorn cusp of a Aquarius Capricorn. So him being in the two-guard slot behind Rozier, you know, so they still have a strong synergy. And again, you know, I feel like the advantage goes to the Heat, one, because their coach synergy along with the players, you know, Spoelstra being a Scorpio, he has a strong connection with his team as is. Nurse is a good coach, but I feel like he struggles at times to actually implement whatever, you know, game plan that he has to put. He does have a very talented player in Joel Embiid, but they are off. But I feel personally in this type of game, but I have an edge towards with the Miami Heat on this one.
All right, so we'll see what happens with that series. So, like, I got Philly, you got Miami. But the next game in the Eastern Conference and the playing, we're talking about the Atlanta Hawks versus a 10 seed versus the 9 seed, the Chicago Bulls. And these teams, they face each other 3 times in the regular season. And Bulls won 2-1, versus losing 1. And look, this series, I really, to me, I think of it as a toss-up. So, like, you know, we have Atlanta and Chicago, you know, they're both close to standings. You know, Bulls were 39-43, the Hawks were 36-46. You know, the Hawks are losing 6 in a row. You know, so if anything, maybe that pushes me towards the Bulls, just because I feel the Hawks, you know, and I think this is going to be a big, if they lose, it's going to be a big offseason for the Hawks, because they have to figure out what to do. You know, you have Trae Young, DeJounte Murray, but something's not working there, right? So you're going to have to make some movements. But so I think the Bulls have the edge in this one, but I don't know. I want to know before I make my pick where they stand sync-wise, because who knows? You know, the Hawks, it's just one game. They may just turn it on. You know, they're in sync.
You're right. These two teams are so similar in synergy and in talent. I feel, you know, it's a toss up for me, to be quite honest with you. The Bulls, they have a 3-2 synergy lineup, right? As starters go, and so does the Hawks. They also have a 3-2 synergy lineup as starters go. So with the Bulls, you have DeRozan as the Leo, and then he's mixed in with Vucevic, right? He's a Scorpio, their starting center, and then you have Kobe White, who is an Aquarius, and then Caruso is a Pisces, and DeSonmu is a Capricorn. So you have a 3-2 synergy lineup. So, I mean, it's not the best, you know, synergy at all. It's, you know, I give them like a C+ rating, but they have enough to win games and to pull it off. You know, for them to win, I feel like on both sides, I feel like the bench for the Hawks might be actually an advantage for them to pull it off. But I mentioned the bench in particular because the Hawks have a stronger bench synergy to combine in a rotational flow with their starters. You know, even though their starters doesn't have the best synergy, but the rotation of players that they implement into with, you know, throughout the game fits better and kind of improves their synergy while, you know, when the game progresses, you know. You know, with the Hawks, you have the backcourt, you have Young, Trey Young, and you also have Deontay Murray, both Virgos, right? And then you have Capella, who's a Taurus, and then you have either Sadiq Bey, who's an Aries, and then DeAndre Hunter. If they still utilize Hunter being the small forward, being a Sagittarius, so it's a 3-2 lineup. But off the bench, that's kind of where their strength is, I feel like, with the Atlanta Hawks. So in a sense, if it's just one game, you know, I could see the Atlanta Hawks pulling it off, you know. So I give them a slight edge, even though it's so, so close between the two.
It's interesting. I love that in so far in both matchups, you know, you picked the team opposite of mine, because I'm actually going to go pick the Bulls, because I think just, you know, the Hawks, I think it's going to be a close game. I'll tell you that much. And here's why I think Trae Young's going to have a good game. This is his first game where he's not going to have minutes restriction because, you know, he's just coming back from an injury. What was it that he had? Something with the finger, right? Ligament.
Oh, yeah.
In his left pinky torn. So this is the first game where I think he's not going to have minutes restriction. And, I mean, he shouldn't, right? It's a playing game, so you're trying to get in. So, but I think it's going to be a close game. But I think the Bulls are going to squeak it out just based on – I think they have better closers, you know, and DeMar DeRozan. So I think that's going to allow them to close out this game against the Hawks. But I think what I find interesting in this game is because it's just one game, you know, Trae Young is that kind of player that can win you one game. You know, he has that. We've seen him go off, right? So I don't think you're so off base to say the Hawks could do it. And that's what I'm saying. For me, this is, you could see this as a toss up. Yes, the Bulls on paper and based on what they've done and how the Hawks are entering, you could say the Bulls should win. And look, even ESPN has them winning at a 60% versus the Hawks at 40%, you know, so that's good enough difference there. So, but I do think the Bulls are going to pull it out. So that's my prediction for the second playing game in the Eastern Conference. And now with that said, I do think Miami, my previous pick, I think they do beat the Hawks and they make the playoffs. So, but yeah, so that'd be a good one. So, but those are our predictions for the Eastern Conference on the playing tournament. You know, no matter what, I just want to see some good playing tournament games. I think for the most part, the playing tournament games that we've had have been good. I think there's been a blowout here or there, but for the most part, they've been very competitive, right?
Yeah, you're right.
So, but now, you know, Bulls also very competitive this year, like probably a historic competitive year was the Western Conference, Zodiac. The Western Conference had 11 teams finish at or above 500. That is ridiculous. 8 teams finish at or above 500. So only 4 teams did not have a winning record.
Yeah.
That is great. That's
amazing.
That's amazing, right? The Houston Rockets, the 11th seed, they're 41-41. They would be the 9th seed in the Eastern Conference. That's wild to think about, right? That just shows you how tough Western Conference it was this year. I think I was reading online that it was one of the first time that's happened in a conference where 11 teams finished at or above 500. So with that said, let's get into this Western Conference playing. So we're going to start with the Lakers versus New Orleans. Lakers, the 8th seed. New Orleans, the 7th seed. And look, these teams are very friendly. They just saw each other in the last game of the season. You know, I think LeBron James had, 15, 16, 17 assists? What I saw, he was just, like, passing out dimes, like, if you know.
Like it was nothing,
like,
huh?
Like, it was nothing. Like he was just handing them out, you know. I got it. He passed it to me. I shot it, but I missed, you know. But I just was not expecting that pass from LeBron, you know, while I was watching the game. So Lakers versus the New Orleans Pelicans, you know. So what can you tell us, you know, what are we looking at? Is it 4-1, 3-3? Break it down.
Well, one thing about the Pelicans, didn't they get Brandon Ingram back?
Oh, I think you're right. He did.
You know, that the reason why that's big. That is big because he sort of completes their you know, sort of that elite level type of synergy along with the talent. They have more like a balanced attack way, you know. So and they have a 4-1 lineup, and then the one that's
4-1 lineup. So,
yeah, they have Zion Williamson, Cancer, Brandon Ingram, a Virgo. So is McCollum. He's a Virgo. Valanciunas, a Taurus. Right. So their fifth person is Herbert Jones. He is a Libra, but he's that sort of that defensive specialist, and he does a great job at it. And it fits this team very, very well. And it's odd because last time I checked, you know, with that starting unit, they don't have the best plus minus with the starters with when they utilize Jones. But, you know, when they when the four that that I mentioned, when it's outside of Jones, they actually do better. But that's the last time I checked. I have to, you know, check on the most recent one. But they do have a strong synergy, and it goes to show a lot of times you don't hear too much about the Pelicans. But you look at the box score, they just tend to win games. It's it's weird, you know. But this is a scary team. I like to consider them sort of a dark horse team because no one really talks about them as much. But they their synergy's there. Their talent is just enough. It's more like a balanced attack, right? Now, the Lakers, on the other hand, they're talent heavy, but their synergy is not the best, you know, but that's because of how they utilize them. Right. So it's just an odd fit for LeBron James and Anthony Davis. Okay. Those two get along very, very well. Synergy is strong. LeBron James being a Capricorn, you have Davis being a Pisces, strong synergy, right? But guess what? The rest of their rotational players are opposite of them. Mm. Right. I forgot to mention Russell. So those three, Russell, LeBron James, Russell is a Pisces, so is Anthony Davis is a Pisces, and LeBron James is a Capricorn. So those three are strong. And then usually whoever they put at the, you know, at the other two spots, either Austin Reeves, Hachimura, or you know, Torian Prudence, that's Coach Ham's you know, that's one of his best friends, I guess,
his buddies. Call it,
his buddy, you know, because they also have a strong synergy between those two, you know, Ham being Leo, you know, Prince being an Aries, that's a strong fire, you know, combination right there. So the way I look at the Lakers, wild card, man, they can win simply because they're talent heavy.
Talent.
Exactly.
Yes.
But their synergy is not there, which can catch them off guard. So where are they playing? Are they playing in New Orleans or are they playing?
They're playing they're playing in New Orleans. Because the Lakers were
okay. That might be an edge for the Pelicans, man. You know, home court advantage, you know. But I feel like the veteran leadership of LeBron James alone can win this game by himself. And so is Anthony Davis, of course. But their coaching synergy is not it's, you know, C+. Ham doesn't fit well with his stars. And so does, you know, so does, I can't remember the coach Pelicans,
Willie Green.
Willie Green. He's a Leo. So he also doesn't have the best synergy, but his team alone does have a best synergy. Yeah. Yes. So if that's the best way to put it, slight edge to Pelicans. They do play at home. I think it's also gives an added edge, but it could go both ways as always, you know.
This is a very tough one because, you know, I it's one of a situation where on paper, yeah, Lakers should win, right? Because like I said, talent, right? I mean, yep. We just saw what they did in the last game, which I also don't know if neither team really gave away much. You know, I mean, that's the first time first in a long time, I guess, we've seen LeBron James play that kind of point forward, right? Where he's just dishing it out, right? While he does get assists, it wasn't like double digit 15 plus the Pelicans, they were without Ingram, or you know, right, he didn't play that last game. He's making his return on Sunday. No, he played on Sunday, yeah, he did, and so he'll be back, you know. I'm gonna go for my pick. You know what, you've convinced me. I think I'm gonna go to the Pelicans, beat the Lakers, but then the Lakers. And, you know, whenever they have to go to the next game, that's the game that they.
Yeah, they can also end up playing, guess who?
The Warriors. Okay. So, oh yeah.
Well, I mean,
oh,
I'm talking about if they advance.
If we're not there yet, right? They're still playing. This is playing talk, Zodiac.
Yeah, because if the Lakers ever face the Nuggets, good luck. I mean, the Nuggets have their numbers.
So, oh yeah, for sure. So that's why. So hey, maybe that's a tactical thing. They're like, let's not be the seventh seed. No, but then again, it's like you're risking.
You don't want to do that. You don't. You don't want to do that. Those two other teams over there in Cali. You don't want to do that. No.
Yeah. So no, but I do think I'm gonna go with the Pelicans. I think it's gonna be another close game. I think the Pelicans are gonna, you know, get it done. And I think this game is going to be more of a Darvin Ham situation, you know, and we've seen that. We've seen so many videos already, you know, on social media about it. There's not a understanding between players and Ham. There is already, like, you know, he's lost the locker room, as they say, right?
He's total opposite of LeBron James, man. Darvin Ham's a double fix sign. LeBron James is double cardinal sign. I mean, they just I don't know. There is no wiggle room, right?
Yeah. There is no wiggle room because one is double fix and one is double cardinal. It's very hard. There's no wiggle room.
Especially opposite elements. I mean, it's not a good, you know, remedy for success, really. I mean, but, you know, we'll see. I don't know. I feel like LeBron James is just kind of sacrificing his pride this whole season. You know, he's like, okay, I want to stay in LA, but man, I don't like the coach. I don't know. I just feel like
he's doing it because next year whatever team drafts Bronny or signs him as a free agent after he doesn't get picked in the draft, he's gonna go sign with them, right? I believe that's the plan, so you know. So I think I'm gonna go Kings take it to the Lakers, but then the Lakers win the next game, and which takes us to who their possible opponent might be. Hey, that's the first time we both picked the same team. We both take the Kings, right? Is that what you said? That's right. All right. You picked the Kings, right? All right. Now,
wait.
Here we go.
They're talking about Pelicans.
Oh, sorry, Pelicans.
Did I just see?
No. Okay, yeah, it's because the next topic is the Kings. So Kings are on my mind. Both picked the Pelicans. But the next game is Golden State Warriors, the 10th seed, against the Sacramento Kings at the 9th seed. Now, this, I think, could be the best match of the play-in. I believe just based on their history from last year's playoffs, you know, we saw how they went back at it like a heavyweight boxing match, you know, and even in this season, they went at it 2-2. You know, they split the regular season games. They finished with the same record at 46-36. So I have a feeling this might be the most tightest game. And both these teams know that they have to win to advance, right? This is not a 7-8 where, hey, if you lose, okay, you have the backup game, you know, this is it for these two teams. And, you know, I know last year the Kings were possibly going to put the dagger on the Golden State Warriors franchise, you know, but now they couldn't do it, right? They lost in 7 games, but now this could be that chance where they, you know, drive another stake, you know, not that it's over. They still have Curry, but we know it's not the same Golden State Warriors teams that we're used to, right? So, but this will be it, one game, and I think Sacramento can do it. But I'm not picking them just yet. I want to hear what you got to say. So go on, break it down for us.
Oh, man, this is so interesting. So here's something I'm going to say about the Golden State Warriors. Over their dynasty years, not a lot of people know this, and probably no one ever probably even knew this, but I've been keeping a close eye on their synergy, right? Mm-hmm. So the neat thing about their synergy, since they've been winning those championships over the years, even till this year, is that their sun-moon combination, especially their moon, benefits them so strong. I don't know if they're doing this by design. I don't know if someone in the front office is even like, or coincidentally just picking certain players that so happen to fit their moon signs, but it's a very strong connection. I would say at least 9 to 10 players in their current roster are all compatible, right? Mm. Now, they have faced some injuries here and there, you know, and some tough decisions between some of their lineups and so forth. But I personally feel the Golden State Warriors are one of those low-key, most dangerous team right now. And you know, and I think they can catch some people off guard. The thing about, you know, like I mentioned this on Twitter before, Twitter X, is that they have a lot of Pisces, right? And they can even start an all 5 Pisces lineup: Trace Jackson, you know, Davis, Draymond at the 4. You have Wiggins, you have Podziemski and Curry, all Pisces. That's a very strong connection alone. And then coming off the bench, you know, well, now Clay is starting, but he's also compatible with that unit as well. He's an Aquarius, and then you have a Taurus with Chris Paul, and then, you know, you can spread it out whoever else that they're going to utilize. But Sacramento, on the other hand, guess where they're playing? Playing in Sacramento. So, oh man, this is so tough because, I mean, you know, home court advantage is a big deal.
What's Sacramento? I don't think you tell us what Sacramento is.
Oh, 4-1. Sacramento Kings. Let's see. Sacramento Kings, they have Sabonis, who's a Taurus. They have a 3-2, right? So
3-2.
Sabonis is a Taurus. Kevin Herter is a Virgo. And then you have De'Aaron Fox, Sagittarius, Barnes being a Gemini, and Keegan Murray being a Leo. So they have a 3-2. But what benefits this lineup with the Kings, especially, is how they rotate their potential six-man candidate is Malik Monk. Mm-hmm. Once he goes in that lineup, guess who he meshes very, very well with?
Fox.
De'Aaron Fox. You have that Aquarius, who's Malik Monk, Sagittarius connection that's in sync. They play very well together. You could just get a sense of they take it to another level, you know, and then mix it in with Barnes being a Gemini, Keegan Murray being a Leo. Right away, with that six-man rotation coming in, you have that 4-1 instant synergy, like improvement, like upgrade, you know, right away.
Yeah.
So that's kind of one advantage that they do have. It benefits them how they utilize the rotation, and they are playing at home. It's a tough one too, you know. So this is the game that I want to watch the most out of all of them
because
of that matchup. Oh, you know, I kind of have to give the edge a little bit to Golden State. But it wouldn't surprise me if Sacramento just dominates either, you know?
It's a
strong, strong connection, you know, especially playing in Sacramento. I think that's the difference maker right there. So we'll see.
Yeah, it's gonna be interesting. I think that's what I'm saying. It's gonna be the most what I'm looking forward to the most. And you know, I feel that the Warriors are kind of in that mentality too, where it's like they just need to get into the playoff. You know, they didn't have the best season. It's probably the worst season during this string of this franchise, of this dynasty, I guess, if you want to call it that. You know, they barely made it, you know, a 10 seed. Granted, you could say they were tied for the 9 seed, which they were. You know, they were a game away from the 8 seed. But look, I think it's going to be a close game. I think it's going to be the most funnest game of the two. I think they're all going to be good, but I think this is going to be the one that's going to be this one, and then probably the Philadelphia 76ers and the Miami Heat. But I think this game has that potential. And I think, who'd you pick again? Did you pick the Kings or did you pick the Warriors?
I do give a slight edge to the Warriors. They have a stronger synergy, but keep in mind where the level of their peak of their prime is. I mean, you have two rookies. Even though they're compatible, but they're rookies, right? Yeah. And you have Green, Thompson, and Curry, who's almost kind of like past their prime. But they're still really, really good, you know? So you kind of have to weigh that factor in as well. They're not really in their prime level. And look at, you know, Paul, you know, who's also past his prime. So that's another angle to look at it. But synergy-wise, it's there. But, you know, their prime is kind of past that level. Whereas the Kings, I mean, Fox is there, you know, Sabonis is in its prime right now, you know, so they're, I feel like they're a little bit stronger in that sense, and they're playing it at home. But I don't know. I just feel like the experience with Golden State could pull it off. You know, this could be, you know, one of those games that they can actually pull it off, but we'll see.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna go ahead. I'm gonna pick the Sacramento Kings. I think the Kings get it done.
Living on the edge.
No, I think they're gonna get done. I think the Kings are gonna get it done, and the Warriors are gonna possibly have to answer some questions in this offseason, right? Like where even though they have good synergy, you know, I wonder. I mean, you know, we haven't even talked about the whole Draymond situation throughout the whole season. You know, even when he came back, there were moments. I mean, we saw Curry, right? Like, he just grabbed his face. He's like, my God, like, you know, the game had just started.
So
we'll see. I think the Kings take it, but then I think the Lakers beat the Kings. You know, the Lakers snapped the 8 seed. But yeah, I think I saying that.
And you know, it's LeBron to this whole conspiracy theory. LeBron's gonna be in the playoff. Come on now. But Hey, who knows?
who knows? We'll see. But hey, those are our predictions for the NBA's playing tournament. We'll see how they play out. We'll come back next Monday and we'll see how we did. Any final words on this Hoopstrology episode?
Zodiac? Hey, follow us on Twitter X at Hoopstrology and also the Zodiac GM.
There you go. And you can follow me, Jesus _ Silva the Jr., and follow the Bayesidian. Thank you so much for listening. And don't forget to subscribe. See ya.